This podcast is brought to you by the Endpoint Imperative, a podcast series from Intel that brings together IT experts and leaders to discuss the big tech challenges impacting businesses today. Download and subscribe to the Endpoint Imperative wherever you find your podcasts.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. PayPal users will soon be able to take money in their accounts and put it to work. The company has announced plans to connect its website to Acorns Grow, an automated savings and investment service, and Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger is here to discuss. So Peter, PayPal took a minority stake in Acorns Grow last year, and an initial batch of PayPal users will see that connection available to them this week.
That's right. With the expectation that all of PayPal's users in the U.S. will be able to invest through PayPal into Acorns by the probably first quarter of 2018.
And PayPal has roughly 218 million active users. That's a lot of money that could be coming Acorn Grow's way.
That's absolutely right. So Acorns has kind of popularized this idea called micro-investing or robo-advisory in kind of micro-investing, in which they take transactions that you might make through PayPal or through credit cards, kind of round them up, and then invest the spare change in things like exchange-traded funds of stocks. So it's really trying to get people to save and invest more automatically so you don't have to really do anything. And PayPal, as you say, kind of has the broad user reach to really turbocharge Acorns' customer base. So Acorns currently has about 1.6 million accounts actually investing. As you mentioned, PayPal has well over 200 million accounts, so it could really get better distribution through this partnership.
And PayPal has been searching for ways to branch out beyond simply payments into other financial services. It's kind of geared to consumers, as you point out in your story in the Wall Street Journal, who have limited access to some services.
So PayPal is actually almost 20 years old, you know, at this point.
Is that right? 20 years old?
1998 was founded. And for most of that time, it was kind of what you first think of when you think of PayPal. It's a button on a website allowing you to kind of check out, usually on eBay, faster and easier. Now, under Dan Schulman, who became CEO slightly before it spun out of eBay in 2015, he's really tried to diversify the company into other businesses. And Dan has really been interested in serving customers that really don't have access to mainstream financial products. So in 2015, they bought a company called Xoom, which handled remittances, cross-border money transfers for consumers. He's also invested in companies like Venmo, which PayPal also got through an acquisition, which is a millennial money transfer service. Those are acquisitions, but Dan has also been active in, you know, using PayPal's capital to invest in startups that also offer services for the underserved. So that includes LendUp, which is an online lender, as well as Raise, which is a marketplace for gift cards.
You mentioned Venmo. So Venmo and PayPal are owned by the same company.
That's right. It's pretty funny. The CEO has often, you know, faced questions about how he's going to compete with the likes of Venmo, given that it's very popular with younger users. And as you say, a lot of people don't realize that Venmo is actually a unit of PayPal.
So what exactly will access to Acorns Grow allow PayPal users to do with their money? We'll answer that in a moment. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important, and it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor. A member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Peter, Acorns Grow is focused on the growing trend of robo-investing. Can you just explain what that is?
Think of traditional investing. Usually you might have a broker or a financial advisor who kind of advises you on different kind of stocks or index funds that you want to buy, usually charges a fee, and facilitates getting you access to those. Robo-investors or robo-advisors kind of take out that human layer a lot of the times, right? So you can give them a pot of money. They might, based on a few questions, gauge your risk tolerance and automatically invest that into different funds without you kind of having to do anything. So Acorns is really focused on folks that haven't saved before. They call them the up-and-coming savers. You know, the average account size is only a few hundred dollars, and it's about savings as much as investing. So it's kind of forcing you to save, again, asking you to round up some of those purchases, investing the spare change, and then, you know, putting that to work in baskets of exchange-traded funds. So with this PayPal partnership now, you can link your PayPal account, start making transactions to Acorns through PayPal, And within the PayPal app, you can kind of manage that whole account. You can look at your balances, look at your returns, set up additional recurring investments if you want to do that, and you know, really try to bring the whole narrative around financial wellness, you know, inside the PayPal app.
So the amount you have and what you say about yourself sounds like it creates a sort of algorithm that allows them then to spread your money around.
That's exactly right.
So robo-investing is something that millennials have been drawn to, along with other segments of the population. Is this sort of a way to bring them in on the ground floor in terms of investing and keep them around?
I think that's right. I think one of the reasons PayPal wants to introduce a service like this for its users is that it really wants to get people to engage with its, you know, app, you know, more. Like I said at the beginning, PayPal is a payments company first and is trying to get in other areas. Its app is primarily a payments app right now. So I can send you money through the app. There are some locations where you can see a map inside the app where PayPal might be accepted. And now by introducing investing, it's hoping that users will engage with the smartphone app maybe more than they otherwise would have.
All right. That's the Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rüdiger joining us here in the studio. Peter, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.